With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. The company behind a decade-old uranium mine proposal wants to start the state permitting process. But opponents say state hearings are premature until legal fights over federal approval are complete. Seth Tupper has more.
A Canadian-based company wants to mine in a remote area of the Black Hills near Edgemont. PowerTech is a subsidiary of Azarga Uranium, and the uranium would go to nuclear power plants. The proposal has been under review for a decade by various federal agencies. PowerTech has permits from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and EPA, and is seeking a permit from the Bureau of Land Management. PowerTech attorney Matt Naz says the company has earned enough federal permits to start the state permitting process. He recently addressed the State Water Management Board.
We're here this morning to formally make the board aware that we intend to proceed with the water permit applications and the approval of the groundwater discharge plan for PowerTech USA.
The board postponed consideration of state permits 7 years ago when board members decided to wait for the outcome of the federal process. Opponents concerned about environmental damage are challenging federal permits in court. Bruce Ellison is an attorney for opponents of the mine. He says appeals of the federal permits are years from a ruling.
How can we even be talking about getting back in front of the state board?
PowerTech says it'll file a motion to restart the state permit proceedings. The Board of Water Management will decide whether to grant that motion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
The U.S. Department of Commerce reports significant climate changes in the past decade. The agency releases an assessment of weather conditions every 10 years. The report calculates averages for several factors, including temperature and rainfall. Laura Edwards is the SDSU Extension state climatologist. She says the report shows big changes, especially in temperature.
We've seen, I think, 7 of the warmest years on record just in the last 20 years. So, you know, going back 130 years or so, most of that warmer years are occurring more recently.
Edwards says meteorologists across the country will use the report to communicate new normal weather patterns in their area. A new poll from South Dakota State University suggests religious leaders could ease vaccine hesitancy. Dr. David Wiltsey is the director of the SDSU poll. He wanted to know what motivates people to get vaccinated.
The message that we used in our survey experiment was an identical message that emphasized the importance of getting vaccinated, but we posed it from the perspective of three separate messengers, a political messenger, a medical professional, and then a religious messenger. What really mattered was the religious messenger. We feel that these kinds of messengers from non-political and non-medical quarters are really going to be the things that are going to resonate with South Dakotans.
Wiltsey hopes health officials make use of the poll results.
The people who are resistant, who are unvaccinated right now, only about 15-16% of them really have any interest in getting vaccinated. But when we expose them to that religious messenger, it goes almost up to 30%. So we're talking about doubling people's likelihood of seriously considering a vaccination.
About 48% of South Dakotans 16 and older have finished the full vaccine series. Health officials say their goal is 70%. Lee Kyung Kang is the 2021 Artist in Residence for the Sanford Underground Research Facility. The program selects artists to create work inspired by the laboratory and its location in the Northern Black Hills. Kang is a multimedia artist and assistant professor at the University of Idaho. She's intrigued by the relationship between art and science.
That's what art can do, you know, manifest something in a way that can never be articulated through numbers and words. So for me, that is such a profound idea. That's what keeps me making art. When I want to make things happen in the lab as a more artistic perspective than I can work with scientists.
Kang's work explores concepts of space.
So I was actually navigating underground area virtually on purpose for my work, but now I get to see actual space in person with guidance of scientists, geologists. It's very interesting.
Kang starts her four-week residency this summer. Her work will go on display for the public this fall. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is preparing for less water in the Missouri River Basin this summer. Temperatures and precipitation are lower than expected. Dry conditions in February, March, and April resulted in less runoff from the mountain snowpacks. For the next 3 months, the Corps expects temperatures to be higher than average. The precipitation for the basin is expected to be lower in the western region and roughly equal in the eastern region. The combination of factors could result in extremely dry soil conditions going into the summer months. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.